Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. A few minutes past 4 p.m. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. we get together with a couple of our friends, usually one from the left side of the aisle, the other from the right, and we have discussions about current events. Sometimes we just talk about whatever. You know, it's the DGS. You never really know. Today we have State Rep. Ian Mackey, good friend of ours. We have Steve Ellman, the St. Charles County Executive. Mr. Ellman, anything you'd like to share with the class?
Well, for anybody who hasn't heard, the race for county executive, which is going to be exactly 1 week and 1 year from now, has gotten a little more congested.
Yeah.
I'm going to be in it and going to ask people to give me one more term.
Walk us through the decision, the first decision and the modification.
Well, the first decision was made 3 years ago after I was reelected and avoided having a really, a really mean-spirited election. But everybody around me did, and I kind of figured, well, you know, I don't really need to do this anymore. So I decided then that probably that was enough. And the other problem was that the people I had to work with at the time were making it very, very difficult for me to get anything done. And that goes all the way from the top to the bottom. The Biden administration had a lot of rules dealing with transportation issues, which is very important to St. Charles County, was making it difficult for me to get what I needed for our county down at East-West Gateway. At the same time, the mayor and the president of the Board of Aldermen at that time didn't agree with much that I wanted to get done, and that was a real frustrating experience. And I was having a hard time getting things done in Jefferson City as well. So it just seemed like a good time to try to get what I could done in the next 2 years and then move on. But we've got an entirely new political landscape now, okay? Obviously, people disagree on whether it's good, bad, or in between. But I think for the purposes of what I'd like to do, what the Biden administration is requiring when it comes to transportation is going to make it a lot easier to get what we need in St. Charles County, and I think in the region as a whole. I now have two senators in Jefferson City who are working hard to actually pass bills and get things done. Senator Schroer was the sponsor of the bill that gave the state the power over the police force in St. Louis, and I think that law enforcement is the biggest challenge we have in the region. And I've got a new mayor to work with, and I'm sure we won't agree on everything. And we've talked about this down here before. I'm looking forward to working with her because I think on the issues I care the most about, which is public safety in the airport, I think there's room there that we can really work together and move the ball down the field.
Okay. How did you come to this decision?
Well, I talked to a lot of folks in the business community, former supporters of mine, former opponents of mine, people that I've on the other side of the aisle that I've worked with in the past, people in the labor community, and people in the charitable community, kind of all the people that I've talked to in the past when I wanted to run for office, and everybody I talked to encouraged me to get into it, and my wife is on board. That's always the most important thing. She's a big supporter of me running again, so for better or worse, I'm in.
Okay. Feeling peaceful about it then?
Yes, I do.
Good. Who are you pissing off?
Let's see. Where do we begin?
Ian, how's this news hit you?
I'm not completely familiar with the landscape of St. Charles County and all the politics involved. I do know, obviously, you know, some of the, obviously the people in Jeff City, Senator Schroer and, you know, Senator Igel before that, and sort of the brand that somebody like Bill Igel puts forward, you know, from my perspective, that seems very self-centered, self-promotional, bombastic, you know, as sort of shock value as you can get. Versus somebody like Steve here, who, you know, seems much more focused on the nuts and bolts of running county government. That's how I see it as a Democrat in St. Louis County between the two of them. But, yeah. It makes sense that, and, you know, you see the same thing on the left. It makes sense that that would be a primary. It makes sense that those two people, even though they both have an R or D behind their name, would be running to get their base voters to pick one or the other.
Yeah. Now, Dave, you've just heard from the gentleman from St. Louis, okay? And in the House, that's how you address your colleagues.
Right.
In the Senate, it's the senator from the district or the county. And I won't call him by his first name, but the former senator from the 23rd is one of the people that is also going to be in this race. And we're going to have a great debate here because I think there's a clear distinction, not just on some issues, but more importantly on style.
Yeah.
And kind of the way we do things. And, you know, I'm relying on the fact that a lot of people do polls, right? Everybody has a poll and they pay a lot of money for polls. Well, we have an important poll every 10 years. It's called the census. And the last census, the region grew by 1.3%, but St. Charles County grew by 13%. So there's a lot of people voting with their feet. And every year, the census people update that, and we're continuing to grow. So when people ask me about polling, that's the first poll I point to. People are moving to St. Charles. It's certainly not just because of me, but county government plays an important part along with the cities, along with all the businesses and all the entrepreneurs that are doing a great job out there. And we've been working together and, again, moving the ball down the field, and we're going to hopefully continue to do that.
So you are not only a friend, but you're a very interesting case to me because 10 years ago, we were both Republicans. And when Donald Trump came along, it sort of moved me out. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent now. But it also changed your lot in life a lot. And I'm sure it didn't happen all at once. You probably, like me, when I was on the air over at 97.1, on a weekly or monthly basis, would go like, wow, it changed again. You know, this ramped up, or I didn't see that one coming. When called upon by an individual or a group to define yourself politically, how do you do it in this mixed up age that we're living in now?
Well, I guess I'm a Republican era relic to some people. I'm a National Review conservative. I've been subscribing to that magazine for a long time. I support the goals of Donald Trump, and I'm glad that he's our president. But you know, there's a lot of new people that have come into the party that have new ideas, and most of which I agree with. Some of which I may question. But it's a big, pretty big tent, as we saw at the last presidential election, and I want to do everything I can to keep that Republican Party strong, and even more importantly, working together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's real easy to get exposure and get notice if you criticize people within your own party.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people don't know my name. There's other county executives who fight with their county council and get a lot more ink and attention than I do. I'm glad not to have that attention. I don't agree with my council, and they don't agree with me on everything, but we're all in the same party.
Yeah.
And we find a way to work together. And I spend most of my time not fighting with other Republicans, but fighting with, and not all Democrats either, but fighting with those progressive Democrats who want to defund the police.
So, Ian, I'm also interested in as much inside info as you can give us. I'm fascinated by the conversations that you would have with fellow Democrats in the House or in the Senate in Jeff City. When you look, and this is kind of a 30,000-foot view, as you look at the Republican Party and its trajectory since Donald Trump, do you guys sort of, you know, rub your hands together and savor like, oh, they're going to trip anytime? Like, this is not going to last. No.
No, I don't think so. Certainly not recently. And really, I mean, at all. I mean, we've had those moments where we thought that. We thought when he mocked John McCain's war service, we thought maybe that would be a moment. When the Hollywood Access tape, we thought maybe that would be a moment. Surely on January 6th, then you had, you know, how many Republican senators, four or five, six of them vote to convict him. The 2012 nominee voted to convict him. We thought, OK, well, that'll be it. Well, hell no, it's not it. He just, you know, he won again, and he's talking to, I mean, he's not, but he's certainly, you know, the people that promote him and prop him up are talking about a third term. He's got a bulldozer knocking down the White House, the east side of it. And people are, you know, we just go about our day like normal. You know, what day is it's just it's Tuesday in October. And so, no, it's terrifying. It's really terrifying. You know, I think the folks that, you know, certainly not, I would never say everybody that voted for him is in a cult, but the people leading this are cult leaders, and there's just enough, I guess, coattails to pull this through. You know, I just think about, we think about it all the time. We've been thinking about it for years, but, you know, the test is what if Joe Biden would have done it, right? I mean, what if Joe Biden took a wrecking ball to the White House? What if Joe Biden had invited George Soros in instead of Donald Trump finding Elon Musk into the White House to make all those decisions, to do whatever he wanted to do with the government? Every single day, I feel like there's a what if Joe Biden had done this moment. And that's just clearly not the test. This guy gets to do whatever the hell he wants with no consequences.
Well, were you around then? I don't know. What did people say when Jay Nixon sent the National Guard to Ferguson? I mean, there are all kinds of examples we can talk about with, you know, putting the shoe on the other foot. So the fact of the matter is, I think, you know, there's plenty of room to debate the means that the president is using. But I think the country is still solidly behind his goals and the direction that he wants to move. So that's the debate we'll be having.
Kev, Rach, you want to jump in?
I guess I have a hard time sometimes seeing exactly what those goals are.
The Donald Trump goals.
I'll give an example because I pointed this out earlier. So since the tax cuts first came in 2017, United States-based billionaires' wealth has grown from $3 trillion to $8 trillion. So almost tripled in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
My wealth's not tripling. I'm not gaining any ground. My prices aren't any better. My cost of living isn't any better. My real estate isn't any. It's not easier for me to get a house, even though I have one. If I wanted to move, I probably couldn't, because rates have been higher than the rate that I have now. My house will not sell for what I needed to buy at the prices that I'm going to have to buy. So I see it's great if you're rich. I don't see it hitting me. Now, in fairness, I didn't see a whole lot of benefit during Biden either.
Huh. Right. Wait a minute, you're stealing my retort.
Well, see,
here.
This is who I
you're
am, though.
You're stealing my retort.
I'm the ultimate hater.
Well, thank you for being honest.
Yeah, I'm the ultimate hater. I don't have a team because I don't like how top driven everything is. So much is driven toward the people that donate the most money. And I'm talking national politics. I think it's different. I hope it's different locally. I think it's different and hope it's different statewide. But what I see is a long stretch for a lot of administrations where nobody's looking out for me. And I see the rich people getting richer and richer and richer. And I don't see anything. Nobody's asking them to pay their share. They have this nice loophole where if you're a billionaire, you don't have to take a salary. right? You just get stock, and now it's unrealized. It's un what is it? What is it the unrealized gains. So instead of paying income tax, you don't get an income. It's just all there, and it's never. You're not going to pay tax on it, but you take out 1% loans on it, and you live the life of a billionaire, and you've got the cash of a billionaire, but there's no income tax being paid. That's hundreds of billions of dollars a year in income tax not being paid. Nobody's trying to fix that. They're just going to take the same amount from me, and I'm not getting those breaks, and I'm not getting ahead like that, and 99% of Americans are the same as me.
Aren't you glad you're not running against him?
Well, yeah, but at least I agree with what you said about contributors and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't like me tomorrow, that's okay, but you got to like me today because I only got about $2,000 in my campaign fund. All right? Because believe me, I did not plan to do this until very recently.
If Elon backs you, then I'm out.
Okay. I think you don't need to hold your breath waiting for Elon to support me.
Well, we're all your friends here. We're happy for you. If you're happy, we wish you the best of luck. Always welcome here on the DJSC. And thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
425 DGS headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So the House GOP has concluded their investigation into former President Joe Biden's alleged mental health decline. And they allege that his inner circle enacted policies without his knowledge because of his declining mental state. Now, the report is not providing like concrete evidence that we can see, but they are calling for further investigation. Biden has denied the claims, and Democrats call the probe a distraction.
I was just reading a scroll across whatever news channels up, CNN, whatever it is, saying that the GOP House are investigating and leading a charge to disqualify Joe Biden's pardons that he signed with an auto pen.
Which, if they did have aides, working the auto pen and Biden had no idea what's happening, then, I mean, that makes sense to me. You can't just have your staff. I mean, right? But you have to prove that that's what was actually happening.
But I don't have a problem with the inquiry.
No, I don't.
And
either.
I don't think that's a distraction at all. I think presidents abuse the pardon system every time they're on their way out the door.
And I think where there's smoke, there's not always fire, but there's a lot of smoke when it comes to Biden declining in the final months of office. It's worth looking into. I really question anyone who's like, oh, this is a waste of time. It's like, no, the American people deserve to know what's going on.
Yeah. The only thing I'd want to have laid out is what laws are being broken in that process. You do that, and then you're like, and then go in and make the case and prove it. Right. Hey, listen, man, you can't be, because that nobody elected your aides.
Right.
Right. Nobody elected your assistants. You know, we elected you. And if you're not able to do the job, you should be delegating that or giving up the seat so that the new person steps in and does that job.
Apple has become the third company in history to crack a $4 trillion market value. Happened this morning. I'm so happy for them.
Winning.
PayPal is going to integrate their digital wallet into ChatGPT. They've entered into this deal with OpenAI that allows users to buy products using PayPal's platform. That has sent its shares up 10%. And from what I'm assuming, just from what I can gather from this, if you have your PayPal synced up with ChatGPT, you can just buy things instantly at that point. So something to look forward to, I guess. And one more story for you guys, because we are out of time. The expedition to locate Amelia Earhart's plane has been delayed by a permit approval process and the weather. Man, we keep running into snags with this one. The expedition is now scheduled for 2026.
I'm excited for that one.
Yeah, that'll be cool to have some answers finally.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.